I could listen to that song over and over and over and
Mm-hmm.
over and over and over and over. Rayanne and I were talking in pre-show about HR Tech, and it was so intense. It's intense every year. This year
Yes.
was absolutely intense. So, Rayanne, we're going to get right into it and you and your new job and all kinds of good stuff. Do
Yeah.
us a favor and introduce yourself to the audience, those that don't know you or maybe follow you on Twitter or whatever. Give us a
Sure.
sense of who you are.
I'm Rayanne Thorne. You can find me at Twitter, on Twitter at a couple different places. Thank you, William, for making sure that I grab my own name for my Twitter handle. I think you messaged me and said, "Why don't you have Rayanne Thorne?" So you can find me at Rayanne Thorne. My most active Twitter account, though, that is attached to everything is at Ray, Ray underscore Anne. Maybe early on I fancied myself a Madonna or Cher, and I only needed one name to be identified with. But I am very active on Twitter. I write for blogging for jobs and under the moniker of Bonus Track. I've been writing Bonus Track for 4.5, 5 years now. Wow. Started over on recruiting blogs with Bonus Track and moved to blogging for jobs 2 years ago. And I used to write daily, but my work has become so intense over the last several months that I am writing about 3 times a week. And I also write for other entities in the space when I can. And I write for Technomedia, where I now hang my hat. Technomedia.com, based in Montreal, is a full suite of HR solutions. I was working in that 3% of the industry space at Broadbean, and made the move to Technomedia to cover performance management, succession planning, learning and development, as well as, let's see what else, talent acquisition and compensation. So it's a much bigger space for me to where I hang my hat these days, and it I have been telling everybody that I am drinking from a fire hose, and a brilliant way for me to become the sponge of that hose is was HR Tech and sitting in on all the analyst briefings. We spoke a little bit about that before the show went live today and how exhausting that can be. But it was great for me to be there and to we have a very much a large virtual contingency of employees at Technomedia, and so it's nice to go to things like HR Tech where we can actually sit down and have meetings together and meet each other a little bit more closely on the one-on-one level and get to know each other more. And it's nice to have that to build on that company culture that already exists. So I'm excited to be there. It's a very different opportunity for me. I'm no longer head of only marketing. I'm heading up product marketing, and we'll be working on our product roadmap as well as strategy. So I'm working with partners and analysts. So I'll be contacting you, William, to talk to you a little bit more about Technomedia and what we do and what our expectations are for the next 2 years. We have a lengthy roadmap laid out and a very rapid release schedule. So as we update and innovate, you'll be hearing from me. So
nice.
That's as quick a rundown as I can do.
You did well.
Well, thank you. I came straight from my own radio show. I am on the board of directors for Fresh Start Brands, which is an organization that started not quite a year ago. They support the passion and dreams of folks by helping artists in the area of New York City and extending that out. Playing for Change is one of our... are you familiar with Playing for Change?
Of course.
Oh, good. I figured you would, being the music aficionado that you are. They are one of our clients, if you will, and we work closely with them and just got the okay to use some of their music as our intro music to our show, Fresh Start Radio. So I just had a guest, Sean Berry, on my show right before I hopped on this show, who is a Vietnam vet and a survivor, a continual survivor of post-traumatic stress disorder, and a volunteer at 9/11 and at Hurricane Katrina. Really interesting individual, but that's the type of shows that we're doing, talking to folks about new beginnings and fresh starts in their life. So very different
genius.
From the show that I was doing before, where we were talking specifically about job search. So branching out on my own.
Well, that's nice. Now, I first met you, it was before Broadbean. You were a recruiter and you were just starting out writing for recruiting blogs. What did you do before Broadbean? Just so I have that correctly in my head.
Sure. Before Broadbean, I had a lengthy career as an executive recruiter. I worked on a retainer. Then I moved in-house and was a manager of recruitment and retention for a high-tech company that incubated smaller technology companies within themselves. So I was hiring techies and people that could help grow businesses. And that was a really exciting time for me. And that is where I fell in love with technology. And then from there, I went and recruited software sales and sales engineers and sales professionals. And then I went in-house, my house, and started my own little consultancy where I worked for about 2 years teaching smaller organizations how to hire and how to use social media to grow their small business within their own communities and online and use it as a marketing tool. And I was doing a little bit of sales on the side for recruiting blogs, and that's how I met Kelly Robinson at Broadbean. I called him up when I knew that he had just come to the country and wanted to sell him some advertising space on recruiting blogs. But in the end, he sold me Broadbean. And I jumped in headfirst, feet first, giant cannonball into the HR technology space as an individual working behind the face of Broadbean. And I loved that job, loved Broadbean, still do. Couldn't stay away from their booth at HR Tech this year and had to go by and grab a couple of tchotchkes to take home. So,
well, you did wonderful. Yeah, I was about to say you did wonderful work at Broadbean. You actually really helped them come to America, if you will, because they were they're pretty dominant, if not really dominant, in the UK, but not as dominant here in the United States. And you were really a founding member of Kelly's team and really kind of helped put them on the map, if you will. What else did you do? And Broadbean's owned by JobSite, which is owned by Daily Mail, is that correct?
So Evenbase is kind of the umbrella that oversees Broadbean, and I think they have 64 other recruitment brands, which include JobSite and JobRapido, which is a job aggregator, very similar to Indeed, except they only pull jobs from corporate sites. So they aren't aggregating from job boards as well. They're only pulling them directly from the corporate or business sites. And oilcareers.com, so several brands over there. And I worked with Evenbase for the last year while I was still working in the Broadbean offices, helping them to build their other brands, Oil Careers and JobSite and JobRapido here in the States. And I was one of the first four employees in the United States here with Broadbean, and I think they're just hovering at 50 now. So it's very exciting. And overall, I think they're a little bit like 110 globally, with offices in Australia and also Germany and Denmark and, of course, in the UK, in London proper.
Aha. You know, JobRapido, I looked at their general manager position about a year ago. Yes. It looked like a really cool play, and I really, ironically enough, I wanted to take on Indeed. So I wanted to take on Mount
Isn't
Everest.
Isn't that kind of what we want to do? We want to take on the bigger guy, you know, which is one of the reasons I'm very excited about the opportunity at Technomedia, because our closest competitors would be SAP and Oracle, right? And they're huge organizations, but we go after the same targets that they do. Our average size customer is at 36,000 employees. So this is a much bigger play for me than at Broadbean, which would work for a single recruiter all the way up to an organization like Manpower, which is one of their biggest one of Broadbean's biggest clients and one that Technomedia just signed. So I'm very excited to be with an organization that has such big plans for the future.
Well, you know, they first got on my radar. I mean, they've been on my radar for a while, but once they purchased HOTUS IQ and SmartPost, they really got on my radar. Tell us a little bit about, you know, whatever you can tell us about Technomedia, like as if you were giving a briefing. What should we know about this play?
Yeah. Well, try and remember that I'm still a newbie with the organization, but like I said, we have five modules, and our core competency, though, started with LMS. So we have a learning management system. Technomedia was launched in 1996 in Montreal, and we have offices in Montreal and Paris and Toulouse, and we just opened three offices in the Nordics. So we have an office in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, as well as Hong Kong. We just opened an office in Hong Kong and are expanding out there. We have a large client, Chanel, and it required us to have an office in Hong Kong, which we were very happy to oblige and build out our Asia-Pac market. So that's an exciting proposition for us to move forward in that space. And wrapped around our five modules, which include talent acquisition, which is the HOTUS IQ, which has now been completely supported by Technomedia. They're no longer a separate entity. They are organically into our system now, and we are a single code entity, so our modules work very well together, plugging and playing. And so we have performance management, succession planning, compensation management, and then learning and development, which is where we started. And I think we just won an award for our LMS system just yesterday. It was announced. So that's exciting. And then wrapped around all that is the talent profile management, which is our internal social network that we have for organizations where employees can go in and update their LinkedIn profile with just or their company profile by syncing with their LinkedIn profile. We know that employees tend to keep their LinkedIn profile more up to date than their own internal profile. So we're making it easy for employees and employers to keep track of what their employees are doing. It's very interesting. The closing keynote that was delivered yesterday by Jason Averbuch, he said, one of his slides said, do you keep track of your employees by following their LinkedIn profile? And the answer is yes, right? So, and wrapped around all of our modules is our analytics package that we have, which is really what we like to call small data based on big data, where you can actually pull information from all five of those modules and connect them together. It's seeing the whole picture in more clearly if you're using all five.
We'll just call that useful data.
Yes, that makes better sense to me, useful data, right? So, and then, of course, the social package and mobile package that we are continually building out.
Folks can buy the product or the suite, correct?
That's correct. They can buy what we found with the HOTUS acquisition is that we have many clients that only have the talent acquisition module, right? But now they're starting to tack on performance management to that. That seems to be our largest seller, if you will, is performance management and the learning management system. And then succession planning kind of falls into line with, obviously, performance management and LMS. And then compensation goes right with talent acquisition. So they work very well together. You can purchase them one at a time or several together. So it's really fascinating how it all works. I think we have about 210 employees. We are hovering right at the 400 mark for clients globally. And like I said, our average client size is an organization with 36,000 employees. And I think we just signed Manpower in there, I think at 180,000 globally. So that gives you an idea of how we scale.
Nice. How do you interact with core HR and or payroll?
So our payroll product actually sits on top of organizations like whoever would be managing your payroll, that Paychex or ADP. And then you can just access that direct. It integrates with those organizations, and you can access it directly from the module, and it can be plugged right into performance management. So all of them work very easily and well together. Does that make
nice.
Sense?
Nice. No, absolutely. Behind the scenes, are you an agile shop, or what's the kind of how do you develop?
Very agile. We have all of our techies are in-house, and we have I think we're right at about 85 technologists that work within the organization. And the head of Technomedia in the U.S. is Dwayne Maltese, who is actually the techie behind HOTUS IQ and behind SmartPost. Those were his babies, born and bred under him. And so we're very lucky to have him as the head of Technomedia U.S. He's the senior vice president or executive vice president. And so I report directly to him, and I feel really honored to have him as my go-to guy. To be learning all about what we do at Technomedia directly from him. It's been a great opportunity and a great honor. And so to have him, who is like Kelly Robinson, you know, a technologist as well as an incredible understander of the space and the type of client that we serve, has been just remarkable when it comes to my growth in the industry, in the HR tech industry. I started using technology as a recruiter 10, 12 years ago, but to move from that as a practitioner into the space has been really beneficial for me when I'm talking to clients or potential clients, or when I'm working with partners as well. Technomedia is looking to branch out and really expand our partnership relationships. We just signed a partnership last week with HireVue, who had an incredible week themselves going into HR tech with their new monies coming in behind them, as well as their launch of a new product, in-house product line for them. So we are looking at a pretty incredible year at Technomedia as we look at the growth that's going to take place and the new launch. We're on a release cycle per year, so we'll be releasing new tech every 3 to 4 to 5 months, and overlapping. I mean, you know how that is, how you have to, as soon as you release something, you don't get to take a deep breath. You just turn around at the desk behind you and start working again on the next release. So
nice.
It's an exciting time.
Ask Dwayne. I met Dwayne in 2007 Houston, Texas. Ask him about that first meeting. I think he'll get some pretty funny giggles from him.
I would definitely do that. You know that relocated to the East Coast now, so he has officially left Houston.
Bless him. you sponsored a party on Sunday night at HR Tech with Reputation Capital and Blogging for Jobs. Tell us a little bit about the party. Who all was there, and how did everything get pulled off?
We did something a little bit differently. We started planning this party several weeks ago. I think it was about 2 months ago, actually. And I know that Rep Capital had been planning it for much longer, and I took it to the powers that be and said, I think we should do this for several reasons. One, because we are looking for more visibility in the space. Competing with the big guys is not the easiest place to be, so let's get some more visibility. Also, to work with Reputation Capital is a dream, and Mary Ellen Slater, who has just skyrocketed in her own organization as a media specialist for the space. I worked with her at Broadbean. She wrote several white papers for us and case studies. Her organization is really powerful, and I think she's grown tremendously just since I first met her about a year and a half ago at South by Southwest. We actually roomed together, and she was telling me about her company and her ideas for the future. And back then it was just her, and now she is 10 people strong. And we decided that we would make this a very exclusive event. So throughout our planning, the invitations were extremely strategic. We didn't just want the space filled with influencers. Not that there's anything wrong with being an influencer, but they are not the individuals who are going to buy our product, right? And so we were very strategic about inviting folks that would like to hear more about us, that would like to, that are our current clients and are and want them to be ambassadors for us. And of course, the media giant that is Blogging for Jobs was a brilliant move to have them in on our side of the party as well, because they could share with her hundreds of thousands of followers. And Jessica as well, Jessica Miller-Merrill with Blogging for Jobs, her own company has grown a great deal with four now, going from one to four people strong. And I think she has 24 writers on the site now. So it was a wise move for us to build this event. And I think we ended up with having a wait list of over 120 people. And we were able to get a few of those on the wait list in. I know that there were some folks that were disappointed and were turned away. So I apologize for that. But we did specifically on purpose create an event that would be remembered, that would kick off the conference, that had great entertainment. We had an incredible band that played for three straight hours, and it was really a great time. And I know that you were able to stop by for a little while, William. So thank you for joining us on Sunday night.
I was, and I brought home beads because my boys love beads. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but they love
that
beads.
That means they're very well rounded. That's a good thing.
Later on, years later in New Orleans, it'll come to signify something completely different.
Yes, it will.
Let me ask you about analysts. You were in on a lot of wonderful meetings with analysts. What was the most interesting or most poignant question that you received?
That's a really good question, William. And I would say that... you know, they all have a series of questions that are pretty similar. But one that I thought was interesting was, how are you going to build your footprint and what can we do to help you? Many times when you're in the position that we are in, rapid growth, but having a stability of having been a long-term HR technology company, you're not sure exactly where to go and what to do and how to do it, right? Because you've been so successful in one portion. So we started off as a learning management system and have added the modules and decided to keep it single code so that it was easy for our clients to add those modules as their companies grew. So moving forward and looking for growth, it's hard to really do that into a space where you feel like you already have a presence. So it's expanding your mind a little bit and looking outside, you know, it's that whole, you know, grow outside of the box concept, right? So I think probably the first meeting that I had where when we got to the end, they were very excited about talking with us, and I'm trying to remember which group it was. It will come to me by the end of the show. But we went with four different analysts that were there representing their company, and they actually, I think it was Aragon, they actually said, how can we help you? What can we do for you?
And, that's genius.
And, you know, when you keep an analyst group on retainer, like many organizations do, you don't take advantage of everything that they can share with you, right? So I really feel like we're in a great position to really listen to the messages that we received at HR Tech, to take advantage of those analyst days when we have analysts on site and we're showing them our roadmap for the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, to take advantage of their industry knowledge. And I think I was expecting that turnaround. I was expecting more of them to tell me what we need to do, right? And to tell me that this is where you need to be, this is what you need to be doing, not how can we help you. And luckily, we worked very closely with the Devon Group, who sponsored the analyst briefings and the press room, and were just brilliant at keeping us on task and making sure we got to our next appointments. And I look forward to working with them as well. I think that we especially in marketing, we watch our dollars so closely that sometimes that we forget that attached to those dollars are a great deal of service that we can take advantage of. We get so caught up in our day-to-day operations that we forget, hey, stop, go call Devin, ask them for some advice, talk to them about this press release, give them the opportunity to share their expertise with us. That's why you partnered with them to begin with, right? And the same holds true with every analyst that we spoke with. I really look forward to the opportunity to share what we do, where we're going, where we're headed, what the next, 2 years looks like for us with the folks that I met over the past 4 days. And, I made eye contact with several of them later on in the conference after I'd sat down with them and spoken to them with them for 30 to 40 minutes before we, got musical chaired to another table. And it was nice to see that recognition in their face from having spoken with me and meeting me for the first time, because I'm new to that. That was a very new experience for me. I think Broadbean, for the first time at HR Tech, had briefings this year. So that was not something that we had participated in the past. And I'm very excited to have had that opportunity to meet so many folks that have not been on my radar over the last 10 years that I've been working with and in HR technology. So it was a great experience for me. So I will cherish that question, and I will answer them every time I send them an email or pick up my phone. This is how you can help me. So
nice.
I look forward to that.
We've got about 3 minutes left, and I know that you have a fondness for the theater. How has your background in the theater kind of helped you in your career?
So it was a very easy transition for me into recruiting. I spent the bulk of my career, 20 years, as a dental assistant, the majority of that time working in a children's dental office. Working with small children, and there's obviously a great deal of fear that many people, especially children, have of going to the dentist. And so when I became a recruiter from that and I moved right into healthcare, I brought that body of knowledge with me, that body of healthcare knowledge with me. But recruiters, much like a salesperson, have to be on their game all the time. And I was able to I first started in name gen. I actually put on a couple of different accents when I would call in to get the names of the folks that I wanted to recruit. I would do a little role play. That was fun. I got caught by my boss talking in a British accent, which is horrible, by the way. I have a horrible British accent, claiming that I was from some university in the UK that was looking for research and I needed to connect with so-and-so in the oncology department of that hospital. So it was quite fun to transition that. But into marketing, it's played a major role because I see a huge need when I walk the conference floor or when I'm reading blogs or press releases, a huge need to diversify and not do what everybody else is doing. And I tried to bring that with me when I was at Broadbean. I hired a set designer instead of going to a trade show coordinator to build my booth. I built a beach, I built a pirate ship, and I wanted whatever we did to be memorable and for it to be impactful when somebody left our booth. I wanted them to remember us above everybody else, and it seems to have worked.
Awesome. Rayanne, you're absolutely one of my favorites. I love reading your stuff. I've enjoyed knowing you and getting to know you over the years. Everyone, please connect with Rayanne via Twitter and follow her reading or follow her writing on Blogging for Jobs. It is wonderful. And Rayanne, we're going to go out to a little Southern California music. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time, Rayanne. Thank everyone for listening to Drive Through HR.